Chafetz Chaim Yoimi, day 87 continued. We just finished the Klal Aleph, Klal 1 of Hilchos Rechilus, and now we're going to make a summary. One who speaks Rechilus to a fellow Jew violates at very least the prohibition of Loiselech Rachel Ba'amecha, do not go as a talebearer among your nation, but he often is over many other lavin, many other isurim, as is enumerated in the introduction. We speak about many, many different things, such as nekama, taking revenge, netira, holding a grudge. Those kind of things are usually also part of Lashon Hara and also part of Rechilus. The prohibition of Rechilus refers to speech or any other form of communication that generates strife between Yidden. Hence, they're going to use the name Reuven is telling Shimon about Levi or Yehuda. Levi and Yehuda are sort of replaceable in these cases. So Reuven tells Shimon that Yehuda has undermined him or is planning to undermine him, whether with speech or with action. In other words, Reuven is telling Shimon this story with speech or with action. He's showing him with his eyes, it could be showing him with his fingers, it could be some other kind of action, or even with writing. Reuven has spoken Rechilus, is considered speaking with regards to Rechilus. That's the action that's being considered here, because he is generating strife between Shimon and Levi, Yehuda, either which way you want to look at it. This prohibition applies even if Reuven is telling the truth. His account is true. Yehuda did not act improperly. In other words, if you want to know if he was over an Avera, Levi, Yehuda, this person who was talking about, did not do anything that was an Isser. He didn't do anything Usser. And Reuven is thus not telling a story about him, disparaging him, putting him down by this, by recounting his actions. He's not telling a story about someone who did something Usser, right? He's just saying something that's going to have some negative effect on Shimon. Therefore, this Levi Yehuda guy is going to be hated by Shimon or disliked by Shimon because of what Reuven is telling him. Yehuda himself will not deny Reuven's accusation because he feels his behavior was justified, right? If Shimon went over to Levi Yehuda and he said to him, "Did you do this?" After hearing it from Reuven, he wouldn't say, "Oh no, I didn't do this. I don't know what you're talking about. It wasn't me." He would say, "Yeah, I did it, and I think I'm right for doing it." So therefore, he's not telling something that Levi Yehuda would be in any way not admitting to. Reuven's intention of sharing the information was not to cause ill will. Even if he doesn't want that Shimon should hate Levi Yehuda, whichever way, that's not his intention. However, he knows that it might cause that he should not like him, though he realizes that his account might do so. He might cause Shimon to dislike Levi Yehuda. Rechilus is prohibited even if there was already hatred between Shimon and Levi. All right, so here we switch back to calling Levi Yehuda Levi. That's why I said that. So even if Shimon and Levi Yehuda hated each other, they didn't like each other, they had some kind of a problem with each other, still Reuven is still not allowed to tell over something that's going to make him dislike him more, or dislike him again, or even to just reinforce the fact that he dislikes him. Or even if Shimon knows somewhat about the matter, and Reuven is just filling in the details. If there's a pre-existing hatred between Shimon and Levi, it is Rechilus for Reuven to innocently reignite the quarrel by making mention of this unpleasant manner, right? By bringing it back up again, or making him think, maybe, or even bringing up the details of the story, so to make him remember the story by himself, is still not allowed. Reuven may speak to Rechilus, may not speak Rechilus, even if Shimon or Shimon's parents, or his Rebbe is pressuring him, right? So if he's being pressured to tell over the story, he's still not allowed to tell over the story. Pressuring him to share the information, he must be prepared to be ridiculed. Even if he's going to be looked down upon, or to forfeit his livelihood, or even to lose some kind of monetary gain, or some kind of money, not just monetary gain, in order to speak to avoid speaking rechilas. A person has to, it's a lav, and the person has to be able to give up all of his possessions in order not to be over a lav. If someone asked, what did so-and-so say about me? The preferable way is to respond is to evade the question without lying. However, if it's not possible, it is permitted to avoid, it is permitted to lie to avoid rechilas. If Reuven reports that Yehuda, now we went back to Yehuda, so if Reuven reports that Levi Yehuda disparaged Shimon's merchandise, it's telling Shimon that this person, Levi Yehuda, said something wrong about his merchandise or his business. This too is considered rechilas, since it's likely to cause Shimon to feel animosity towards Yehuda. It's going to make him not like him, and therefore it's considered rechilas. Yasha Koyach, and have a great day.